Grand Canyon. What mean these stones?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new book, Why Would a Loving God?
You know, when I lecture on the formation of the Grand Canyon, I mention Joshua chapter 4 and the question that's posed there, what mean these stones? You see, there we read the account of Joshua leading the Israelites across the Jordan River on dry ground. God then told the people to take 12 stones and build a memorial for generations to come, so when children ask, what mean these stones, their parents wouldn't forget to tell them of God's miracle. You know, sadly, we read later on that the Israelite fathers didn't remember to tell their children about what God had done for them. Their children eventually rebelled. I believe a similar situation is actually occurring today. Probably most Christian fathers who take their children to the Grand Canyon and are asked about the meaning of the rocks and layers will say, well, it formed over millions of years. You know, dads and mums should tell their children that at the end of the flood, the canyon was carved quickly by enormous amounts of water. They need to know that the canyon is actually a memorial to the great judgment of Noah's flood.
Two other kinds of memorials are being celebrated right now. One is America's own Memorial Day, and here at this ministry, we're also celebrating the one-year anniversary of our Creation Museum. We want to get a copy of a CD by our planetarium director, Dr. Jason Lyle, right out to you. For your gift of any size, call us at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.